Okay, good morning. Turning to the second page, the one that says number one on it. This was yet left from last week. This is still in Perek Dalet. Ipim Levaron Kala. This is Pasuk 8 in chapter 4. I want to read the Rashi, which is very beautiful. And not only is the Rashi beautiful, but the Rashi expresses an idea that is repeated a good number of times in Tanakh. Ipim Levaron Kala. Rashi says, the Rashi is on page number 1, right hand side. Itim Lebanon Kala. Kishetiglu Lebanon Ze Iti Tiglu. Remember, we had said, Rashi's explaining chapters 1, 2, 3. We're talking about the period from Yitzhak Mitzchayim, Torah given at Sinai, 40 years in the desert. Last week we already talked about Yehoshua and Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael. But that's going to end. There's going to be an exile. Kishetiglu Milvanon Zer, I pointed out last week that Levanon is a term that's used to describe Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash was built with the cedars of Lebanon. Kishetiglu Milvanon Zer, when you are going to go into exile. We're talking now about going to exile, the Babylonian exile. We will be later today speaking about the return from Golus Babel. When you go out into this exile, iti tiglu, with me you will go into exile. Ki ani egle imachem, because I'm going to go into exile with you. Iti milvanon tohoi. Pasuk says, with me you will leave from Eretz Yisrael to go to exile, and also iti milvanon tavoi ukishatoshuvu min hagola, when you will return from exile, ani ashuv imachem, I'm going to return with you, va'akol yimei hagola, during all the time that you are in exile, b'tzarachol nitzar, when you are in dire straits, when you are in tzaras, I am with you. V'al kein, Rashi says, therefore, it says in the pasuk, iti milvanon tavoi. The second phrase is talking about Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The first phrase, iti, with me, milvanon, we're going to go out to exile, so it's correct. E.T. with me from Lebanon, from Yerushalayim, we're going to go out. Now, when we're talking about coming back, it should have said, E.T. with me, Lebanon Tovoi, to Lebanon you will come. So Rashi says, you know why Shlomo HaMelech wrote E.T. me Lebanon Tovoi? So that you should know that the whole time, from the moment that you left Eretz Yisrael, until the time you come back, I'm with you all the time. Va'al ken kapav, Rashi says. Therefore it wrote, iti with me, milvanon, tu levanon. Iti milvanon tavoi. Kishetitlu milvanon zeh, when you're going to go to exile from Yerushalayim, iti tavoi, with me you will come. V'lo katav, it didn't say, iti lilibonon tavoi, with me you will come back. Loma, this is in order to teach us. Mishab yitziyatchem, he come from the time that you leave here. Abshab biyatchem, come until the time you come back here. Ani imachem, I am with you. Bechol asher teitzu v'tavoi, wherever you go, I'm with you. If it would have said in the second phrase, eating with me. Lilabanantavau, that would mean, could very well mean, I'll leave you there for a few thousand years, and when it's time to come home, you understand, I'll come and get you. Iti Lilabanantavau means I'm with you. I'm with you there all the time. And the pasuk goes on to say, Toshuri Mirosh Amanah. Amanah is the name of the mountain in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Toshuri Bekatziat Midachayit, when I will gather together your exiles, Tistaklivit in Bodini. Mas Harpulatei, you will look and you will understand the reward. Meireshit ha'amona she'ha'emanta bi, that faith, you will then know that the faith that you had in me was right, it was correct, you can depend on me, I'm going to bring you back. You will understand that the journey that we have made together, lechteich acharai b'midbar, to go after me in the desert, all of your journeys and the places where you encamp through me. That pasuk that we're talking about, Itim Levanon Kalam, is talking about. Finally, you're going to be by Rosh Snir v'Chermon. You're going to be by Har Amanah. When we went through all of those places, we went through the lairs of the right lions, Sichon and Og. All of that you will know ultimately. Toshudi Meirosh Amanah. You're going to see that from the very beginning, the faith that you had in me was well placed. Dovaracha, another shot. Meirosh Amanah. In the first shot, Rashi learned Amanah meaning faith. When it's all over and you come back, first shot is you will see that the faith and trust you placed in me was justified. There's a second shot. Meirosh Amanah, Haru Bigvul Sakona Shal Eretz Yisrael. It's a mountain at the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Ushmo Amanah. The name of the mountain is Amanah. And the Mishnah talks about it as Turei Amnon. And it's also called Hor HaHor. Shenena Bo Min Hayam HaGadol to Ta'u Lachem Hor HaHor. In one of this week's sedras, the Hor HaHor that they talk about in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Maaseh, that's the mountain called Amanah. Now watch the description. When the exiles are gathered together and they come to that point, they come to Amanah in the north. Shon hein tzofin shon v'roin gibul Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine? They come to that mountain, they've been in exile for many years, and they finally come to Amanah. And you know what they see from Amanah? All of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael beneath their feet. They can see as far as the eye goes. V'avirashel Eretz Yisrael, they feel already the air. They smell the air of Eretz Yisrael. Usmeichin, they're full of joy, and they say Shida. Lakach Nema, that's why it says Toshudi. You know what Toshudi means? It means two things. Toshudi means to see. In Parshas Balak, Bilam says, Ashurenu, I see him. And you know what Toshudi also means? Sing. When we get there to the top of that mountain, and we're finally going to look down, we're going to see Eretz Yisrael. We're going to sing. It's the kind of experience that, of course, there are those of us who arrived the first time in Eretz Yisrael by boat. There is nothing that compares to arriving in Eretz Yisrael for the first time by boat. June 27th, 1955. Coming by boat. Nobody on that boat slept all night. By the way, the Satmar Rebbe and 50 of his Chassidim and the Rebbetzin were on that same boat with me. Or I was on the boat with him. And I remember the last stop, the boat started in Venice, the last stop was Limassol, which is in Cyprus. And it was then under the British, and British Tommies came on board to check. And there were those who got off in Cyprus. From the moment that we left Cyprus, then we knew already that everybody who's on that boat is on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's a chumya fangin, it's a chishlugin and gaharget on the boat. Chimayin, tapiyin lumiyin against the Satmarda, the Satmarda. By 5 o'clock in the morning, all the fighting died out. Everybody was standing up against the railing of the boat, just looking. Must have been an hour and a half. All of a sudden, you see it. The first book of Eretz Yisrael, I get shivers going up my spine every time I think of it. Chosid, Misnagid, Chiloini, Dapi. Everybody was unbelievably thrilled by that first book of Eretz Yisrael. Over the years, of course, it was lost because then it was and before you know it, this plane is complete. They don't even sing Hibei Nishol Aleichem. They don't even do that anymore. Except, of course, maybe this is a good moment to learn this Rashi, because the first Nefesh flight to the summer came in this morning, and there must have therefore been Jews who got their first look of seeing Eretz Yisrael as Olin. So Rashi describes, you're going to come back with me, I'm going to be there with you, we're going to be at the top of Amana, and all of a sudden, we're going to see Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be full of joy, and we're going to feel the air, we're going to smell the air of Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to sing. The theme that Rashi talks about is one that appears in a number of places in Torah. And I want to take you to a few of them. On the left hand side, Tanya, the Gemara says the following. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo ure'ei, come and see. Right there to the left hand side of the Rashi, on page 1, the page that is numbered 1, Tanya. It was taught in the Brisa, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo ure'ei, kama chavidei yisraelos, na'akodesh Baruch Hu, come and see how beloved the children of Israel are before the Holy One, blessed be He. This is a Gemara in the Sefer Megillah. Wherever Israel went into exile, the divine presence was with them. They went into exile to Egypt. The divine presence, the Shekhinah, was with them. Shenema, as it says, I revealed myself to your fathers in Egypt. They went into exile to Babel. After the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, Shechina imahen, the divine presence was with them. Shenema, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lema'anchem, because of you, Shilachti Babel. Because of you, I was sent to Babel. God is saying, not only you went into exile in Babel, I went into exile with you. The and even in the future when they're going to be redeemed, Shechina imahem, the Shechina is with them, Shenema, as it says. Beautiful. This is a pasuk that during the Yom HaNochayim we say it time and time again. On fast days we say it. God will return your captivity as a posit in Pashas Mitzavim. Shama Shevel Kefesh, God is going to return your captivity. So now, what do we learn from the Shama Shevel Kefesh Shmutcha? God will return your captivity. So the Brisa continues and says, V'heishiv lo ne'mar. God doesn't write in Torah, V'heishiv, he will bring you back. He says, V'shah, I am returning with you. V'heishiv lo ne'mar ela v'shav melamim, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu, shav imahem mibein ha'goliot. God himself returns with Jewish people from the exile. V'shav Hashem v'kecha. There is a number, this is already a pshat that I once said and I liked it. I liked it. It may even be true. And it's part of the general idea that we're talking about. And listen, we're already in the 3 weeks, so all of this is related to the 3 weeks. There's a Gemara, this is a Gemara in Keaton. The Gemara says the following, that Vespasian, who had surrounded Yerushalayim, the Roman forces, this is the second Beit HaMikdash. Vespasian had surrounded Yerushalayim. A deal was made with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that Yerushalayim will be surrendered to the enemy. Vespasian is notified, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had told him, that he is going to be appointed Caesar, so he returns to Rome and he sends Titus the Russian. Also shouted to Titus, Vespasian went to Rome and he sent Titus to take charge of the military campaign against Jerusalem. In this connection, scripture says, where is their God, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who was the one that taunted the Jewish people and said, where is your great God? Here it is, Yerushalayim is at on her knees before Titus. Said Titus Avosh is the one who said it. Shechidei v'gidev klatei marila. This Titus profaned and blasphemed the one thought. Ma also, what did he do? What was the terrible thing that Titus did? Unbelievable story. Tafar zona b'yado, he seized a harlot in his hand, v'nichnas l'beis kodshei hakodoshim. He went into the Holy of Holies. He tziyah sefer Torah, he spread out a sefer Torah. And in the Holy of Holies, on the sefer Torah, he committed an immoral act of evil. Can you imagine a worse, civilized people don't do such things to places of holiness. For all our law, Avedon committed a sin upon it. The Nahal Sayyid, the Gita et HaParochet. He took his sword and the Parochet, that great curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of, he tore it with his sword. You know what happened? Blood started dripping out of the parochet. He thought that he had killed, the word atzmo is the one I'm interested in. He thought that he had killed himself. Now, the word himself really means God. The Gemara didn't want to say kosovar, he thought that he killed God and God is dead, Kasmishov. So instead the Gemara used a euphemism called Atzmo. That Titus thought he had killed him. Capital H I M. Shenema Shagu Sodarecha Bekedet Moradecha. Samu Ototam Oto, your enemies roared in the midst of your meeting places, the Kodesh HaKodashim. They establish their signs as true signs. He says, blood is dripping out of the parochet. I killed him. The word atzmo, therefore, is the euphemism that means God. So I once said in the Haggadah, the whole door of the door in every generation, Chayiv Odom Lidos, es Atzmau ki ilu hu yotzom Yitzchayim. Now did I leave Egypt? You know who else left Egypt? Atzmau. Isn't that what Rashi was saying over here? Whenever we went into exile, God went into exile with us, and he came out with us. Golu Mitzchayim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Golu Mitzchayim, who went with them to Mitzchayim? God went with them. By the way, there's an old pasuk that says it. When Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzchayim to see his son Yosef, he stops in Beersheba. God appears to him in a vision that night and he says to him, Al tira mi ledor Yitzchaymo, don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Onochi eidei incha, I will go down with you. Onochi el choka ono, and I also will bring you up. What Rashi has added over here in Shir HaShirim is to tell us that during that period between eidei, I will go down to ono, God is with them. Alochi shchinta begaluta, the Zohar says. The divine presence is in exile. I'm saying, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, not only must a person see himself, me, that I went out of Egypt, but you also have to be able to see that Atzmo, when I walked out, he walked out with me. V'shor Hashem Elokecho et Shmucha. Not the Heshiv. Iti milvanon tovoi. Same idea. So I remember I was walking in the streets of Har Nof, and I was so thrilled when I thought about this. I thought about it on the street. That's it. I even remember the spot on the street where I thought of it. I see a friend of Ben Torah. And I come, you know what I just thought? I hold up the door. I hold the leader. It says, Atzmo. Who got some time that God went out? So he says, Oi, the God, the Vilna God. As he said it, I remembered the Vilna God. The Vilna God says, Rosh Hashanah Romer. What does the Rosh say? Moha Abodah Zos Lachem, what is this worship to you? Lachem, to them, but Allah not to. Lefisha Hotzi es Atzmo min haklal. The Vilna Gaon said, because the Rosh has removed God from the equation, Lefisha Hotzi et Atzmo, all built on the same Gemara of Titus, who thought he had killed Atzmo. The Rosh is the one who takes God out of the equation entirely. See, it is a beautiful Rashi. Very, very beautiful idea. The idea that wherever Klal Yisrael goes, there the Bein Shalom is with them. That's Iti Milvanon Kala. Alright? Let's go to page 3. You see page 3? Now, you're going to have to help with the finger, you understand. This is already Rashi on chapter 6. Chapter 6. So you know what, if you hold chapter 6 over there, and take a look at the next page, you'll see chapter 6, you know? Take a look what I'm doing. There's chapter 6. Ono ho'lam do'deich. Ono ho'lam do'deich. Where has your beloved gone? Hey, I'm talking Hashem, the most beautiful of women. On a polatodek, where has your beloved turned? And you know what? Nevak Shemimach, if you want, we'll go seek him for you. We're going to go look for him. This is another period in time. We already had a period like this earlier where they seem to be distant from God. They don't know where he is. We have learned the Wait a minute. Just a parenthetic comment to the people who asked me what happened to chapter 5. The first shear and shear shear that I said was on chapter 5. The major shear on cold don't fake. Cold on the fake for shakti a cut kutanti rachasi a stragway. Echel the shena, echa campaign. I learned with you chapter 5, the first shear. I have not shortchanged you at all on the chapter. And we then learned the Rav Soloveitchik's great essay on Kol Avido Fake. We learned also Rav Yehuda Halevi in the Sefer HaKuzmi, how he describes Kol Avido Fake. And by the way, it all fits in. It fits in as a preparation to what's going to happen here. This is talking now about the time of after Churban by Sheni, the Sperber by Rishon, and the time is coming for Jews to return to Eretz Yisrael, and they come back and there is no divine presence, the land is in absolute ruins, and there are those who say to us, where is your beloved, where is he gone, you can't find him? Well, you know, we'll help you. We will seek him with you. So she says, Dodi Arab Gano, my beloved has gone down to his garden. La Arugot Habosem, a bed of spices, Lirod Baganim, to pasture his flock, Vilukot Shoshanim, and to gather lilies. He's gone down to his garden. What is this garden that we're talking about? Vilukot Shoshanim. Ah, then she begins, he begins to say, you, my beloved, you are beautiful. You are beautiful as Tirza. Novok Yerushalayim, as pretty as Yerushalayim. Ayumak Megdalot, awesome as an army with banners. What's it all talking about? So just go back to Rashi. On the Halakhtavich, page 3. The page that says a number of 3 in a set. On Halakha day, where did your beloved go? Ma'anim u'kampanim ho'umot et Yisrael, the nations taunt the Jewish people. On Halakha day, where did your beloved go? Lama hi miach otar azuva almana? Why did he leave you forsaken as a widow? On Halakha day, where did your beloved turn away? When he came and brought his divine presence upon Koresh, king of Persia, the Natan Rishut was not Habayit, and he gave permission to build the Bet HaMikdash. V'etchil was not, and began to build. Rashi's explaining the following. This is at the early point. Jews have come back. They're on their way back from Babel. They're on their way back. And Koresh has given permission to the Jewish people. The very last words in Tanakh are, whoever wants to go on Aliyah, Vashem Imo Viyal, let God be with him and he shall go up. So finally they came, and now you know what they're doing? They're beginning to build the Beit HaMikdash. Bo Bomulahem, so there were those Goyim, who are living in Eretz Yisrael, and said, to them, where did your beloved go? In Chozeh Elayach, if he's really going to return to you, we'll seek him. You know, let's do it all together. You know, me, you, me. What difference does it make? Goy, Jew, all us together, you know, same God, let's seek him. Shenema. As it says in Ezra, Vayishmu Utsare Yehuda Binyamin, the oppressors of Yehuda Binyamin, there was an indigenous people still living in Eretz Yisrael who were opposed to Jewish resettlement of the land. Does it sound slightly familiar? Alright? And then they say, they heard Those who oppressed Yehuda and Binyamin, that's where only Yehuda and Binyamin came back from Baba, because only Yehuda and Binyamin went to Baba. They heard Ki Bnei HaGola Bonim Hechel, that the sons of the exile who returned to Yerushalayim are building the Beit HaMikdash. By Yikshuel Zerubbabel, they came to Zerubbabel and they said, Nibne Imachem, let's build together with you. Ki Kachem Nibne Yerushalayim, we also seek your God. The Kavanatam L'Ra'ah, their intention was evil. They wanted to join us in the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael only so that they should be in a position to stop it, to put a monkey wrench in the works. Could they have to determine halacha in order to stop them from doing the work? I have to be very careful. Very careful of people who want to be very friendly. It's a very difficult call to make. Very difficult call to make. There are all sorts of Christian groups who want to, be friendly and helpful, and some of them are very friendly and very helpful. But there always has to be a sense of caution. What are their ultimate motives? What are their goals? Here it is. The Pasuk already told us that they had saw their Yehuda Binyamin, but they said, let's work together, let's build for the greater glory of God. Oh, but Ezra and Nehemiah knew that their intent is ultimately to stop the work. Behind the Yeshivim, how do we respond to those who want to join us? Dodi Yohan Ligano. My beloved went down to his garden. Siva Manu is note halo viyeshonimanu. The garden, according to Rashi, the garden is right here in Yerushalayim. My beloved has come down to his garden. He commanded us to build his Beit HaMikdash, and he will be there with us. La'arugot ha'bosem. It's the place of spices, Mekom Miktar HaKetoret, the place where we bring incense before God. Lid Od Baganin. Here, watch this. He came down to his garden. The Pasuk had said he came down, Dodi, my beloved, came down to his garden. And then it also says in the same Pasuk, Lid Od, to tend through to the Ganim, the gardens. Rashi says there are other gardens that God looks at. What are the other gardens? Va'od Yonah, he also came down, Lid'ot Sono, Va'ganim Hashem Afotushan, to tend to his sheep who are in other gardens where they have been dispersed. Otam Shalom Alumin Hagolah, those who did not come up from the exile. God makes his divine presence upon them. That even those, Rashi here is taking a very kindly approach, so to speak, to the Jews of the exile. That Dodi comes down, Libgano, his own garden, that's here. Here he wants to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. But he has not forgotten. He has not forgotten the Jews. He goes down to other Ganim. And there, yes, there are places, in a sense, where there's a former of Shechinah and Chutzor. It's Batei Knesiot and Batei Nechoshot. Remember, God is concerned about them too. Wasn't that the first Rashi we learned tonight? That wherever you are in exile, I am with you and I come back with you. The Lukot Shoshanim. And you know what he does there? He gathers lilies. Shomea umakshiv nidbarim mitorato. He listens and he hears those who speak in his Torah. Lukot, to gather zechuyotehen, all of their mitzvot. Lukosmo mesef, as he caught on the front, to write that all down in the book of memories before him, as it says, oz nidbaru yirei Hashem. Ah, then watch. Umashatem omrin, what you're telling us. You want that we should build with you, the two of us together? Here comes in the third pasuk, We didn't learn that pasuk yet, but most certainly it's one of the most famous psukim in Shir HaShirim. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li haro'eh v'shoshanim. Ot yot elu ani l'dodi v'dodi li. So he says, oh, no, no, no. We have an exclusive relationship. We're now building God's Eretz Yisrael with you. To us. Their response is, Ani l'dodi v'lo atelo. I am to my beloved, not you. V'lo tibnu imanu, you will not build with us. As it says in Ezra, they responded to the oppressors of Yehuda and Binyamin. Lo lachem v'lonu l'idlo bayit l'lokeinu. It's not going to be you and us building a house for our God. And then another pasuk, V'lachem ein chelet u'tzdoko v'zikaron v'yushalayim. You have absolutely no share, no right, and no memory in this city. Gosh, if only we could be able to tell that to others, yes. as Nehemiah was able to say it so clearly. Lachem ein chelek u'tzdoko v'zikaron v'yushalayim. Later on in chapter 3, in chapter 6, the one we're learning now, I'll read it. You just stick here with the Rashi. I'll tell you where we go. Toward the end of the chapter, it says, Mishkafak mo shachar. Who is it that looks like the dawn? Yoko kalavana. Shame. Shame vidilavana. Yoko kalavana. All right? Boro kachama. Clear, bright like the sun. Who is this? Who is this, they ask? And the answer is going to be, El Ginat Egoz Yoraviti, I went down to the garden of the walnuts or the nuts, Lidovi Be'anachal, to see the fruits of the valley and to see if the vine had blossomed. Lidota Parha Geben, Hengnetsu Harimonim. Rashi, next column. Misal Tanishkafa Aleinu. Who is the one that looks down upon us? Mimokam Gopola Lanamuch Kruya Hashkafa. The word Hashkafa, to look. Oh, doesn't mean, you know, I can look straight ahead. I can also look from a place that I am perched on high looking down. The word Hashkafa always means looking from Mimokam Hagapoa, from a high place. That's called Hashkafa. Kach, Bet Hamidosh Gavoah Mikol HaAretzot. Who is it that we see from there? Bet Hamidosh, Tzarashi in Parashas Shoftim in Sefer Devarim, and it's here, Bet Hamidosh is high in all the land. Kimo Shachar. Oy, is this a Rashi? Remember, we're talking now about Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the second Bet Hamidosh. Who is that we see now like the dawn? Holech u'meir ma'at mi'at, it continues to get lighter, little by little. Isn't that precisely what the famous Gemara says about the Geula ha'asida, the Geula to come? Kach hi Geulatam she'Yisrael, the redemption of Israel, is like the sun that rises, like Ayelet ha'shachar. Kimo kimo, bit by bit. So here too, by Yisheni, the light grows greater. Kachom Yisrael by Yisheni. That's what Yisrael will like in by Yisheni. And in one sentence, Rashi is going to embrace the whole history of by Yisheni. Betchila, at first it was Zerubbabel, who was from the house of David. He was Pachat Yehuda. He was the governor. V'lo melech. He wasn't a melech. When they started rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash, they were really indebted. It was a vassal state. It was part of the Persian Empire. 150 years later, the house of Hashmonai was victorious and became kings. There was a process that took place over here. There was a process. It didn't all happen overnight. They started off as a vassal state. They started off as part of the Turkish Empire. the Ottoman Empire, it was a British mandate. Ma'at, until ultimately it reaches a point of independence. And by the way, when they became kings, that's when, that's what the Rambam says about the greatness of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chozra ha-malchut li-Yisrael, kingdom returned to Israel for more than 200 years.
Who's actually speaking in this
chapter? It may very well be the nations of the world who are watching what is taking place over there. What's going on over there? It may even, I have another lot of thoughts, but I'm fighting against time. Are you more kanidolos, awesome in strength? Are you more bigibureo kanidolos shemolachim, like the turrets of kings, like the fortresses of kings? That's their great strength. Now watch what Rashi says here. Kol zehakol yishbarachu mekalei said Knesset Yisrael. That was the other pshat I was going to say. Who's the one who's mashkif from above? The mashkif is the Rebbeinu himself, who is saying, look at what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. Little by little, kinderach. It's going to start bit by bit. Kol zehakol yishbarachu mekalei said Knesset Yisrael. That's the best pshat. God is the one who is praising the Jewish people. Come the whole thing, the whole parrot is God speaking about the Jewish people. You are as beautiful as Tirza. The Tirza means that you are Ratsuyu Bana. I want you. El Ginata goes your attitude. End of the chapter. Odzeni Divrei Shechina. This is also the words of the Divine Presence. The Rebbeinu says, He made Bossi El Mikdash Shem Yisraelah Ginata goes. The Ginata goes is my Beit HaMikdash. I came out. Lid Od Bit Ibei HaNachal. I wanted to see the fruits. I wanted to see the fruits of your return. Malach Luchis Masin Tovim Erevah. What kind of moist, good deeds will I see? HaParachah Gehen. Is this new Eretz Yisrael, this return, will there be a blossoming of Torah? Will there be a regrowth, a rebuilding of Torah? In Tafrichu Lefanai Kamin, the Chachomim, the Sofrim, the Shomim, are you going to blossom and burst forth with Tavidei Chachomim and scribes and people who study Torah? Hainei Tzuharim Amin? Has there been a flowering of the pomegranates, mekayim mitzvot melayei zechuyot, those who fulfill mitzvahs and those who have mitzvahs, lo anishu Yisrael. By the way, I mean, we can say all of this can be said about our time as well. Our time, how many times did I talk about? I learned here in Yeshiva in 55 and 56. What a poverty stricken and penurious, by the absence of Torah. There were a few yeshivas. Go compare today to 55. What are you talking about? The greatest explosion of Torah learning and Jews fulfilling mitzvahs. What was it they had in the Jerusalem Post a few days ago that by 2020?
Every third child
in school is going to be a religious child, every third. And they said Haredi. I don't know if maybe they don't even count together with Dati Lumi. Every
fifth.
One out of every three children will be Chiloni. They will be outnumbered 2-1. You understand? 2-1. Is that what it means? It's unbelievable. There's been an awesome. Did this happen in 60 years after the return from Golas Babel? Absolutely not. Took many years until Eretz Yisrael became a great center of Torah. Ah, more initially, Israel echoes, why are Israel why are they compared to a woman? Matt Edwin said to Royal Dunkeloids, the Indy Grandmaster to talk about, you take a look at the woman, that shtick holds. You don't see what's inside. You don't see anything inside. Oh, you open it up and you take a look. Pozzo! You crack it open, Pozzo! And you find it, mole, meguros, meguros, shalachon, there are all sorts of levels of food. Kach yisrael, so to yisrael, tsnuin van, the son of the Masayim, they are humble, humble in their deeds. They ain't tamidin, shebehem, nikarim, you know, can't tell who's the great Talmud Chacham. They ain't mitpavim lahak, there's our shivchon, they don't walk around announcing to everybody how great they are. Bedakto, take a closer look. Take a close look and you find them full of wisdom. And there are many other Medrashim. Rashi over here has to point out to us that there are other Medrashim because he alludes to another famous Medrash. The Medrash says, you know, a walnut, it falls into the dirt. All you have to do is pick it up, wash it off, and you can eat it. I mean, there are other, all sorts of other fruits. Once they fall into the dirt, it means a Jew can fashmutz that and get a little dirty, but he can clean him off. Doesn't that take us back to Shor Ali Benava, alright? Kiyaniyot, like Kedar, and then Kiyaniyot Shlomo. Now, I don't know how I'm going to end it well. Go next Rashi. The next Rashi is on the last pasuk in chapter 6. Lo yodati nafshi somatni. I didn't know how to place my soul. I'm translating it a little different. Markavot ami nadiv. And I found myself among the chariots of a prince and people. You didn't have to understand the word I said. That's what we need Rashi. Here it becomes painful. Lo yadati. This last pasuk in chapter 6, it's Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people that complains. Lo yadati lizoyer min achet. I didn't know how to be careful from sin. I didn't know she'emod b'chrodi v'gdulati. I didn't know how to remain with my honor and my greatness. And you know what happened to me during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash? Nichshalti. I failed with sinas chinam and machlokas. She'gova b'malchus beis chashmonai. The tragedy of the kingdom of the chashmonai. The tragedy. The last two members, two brothers. Who fought each other, tore Eretz Yisrael apart, sinas chinam and machlokes. And here comes the worst. Hyrcanus Aristobulus, Achahoyo, maybe Ebot Mehem, one of them brought Malchus Romi. One of them invited the enemy into Eretz Yisrael. The king of the other Aruchah, they were the ones who propped him up as king. Benasalo Eben. And the end was, they didn't come to prop anybody up. They came to take over. And he became enslaved. Umeoz, from then on, nafshi somasni, liyot merkavot laharkiv alai nebikud sharmat. Since then, I'm the chariot upon which other nations ride. And I did it myself. I had no one to blame but myself. I invited the enemy in. Maybe we even gave them bows and arrows and spears. We invited them in. And that was the beginning and the of the end of Baruch Hashem. That was it. Beginning of the end. Profound tragedy. Lo yodati nafshi. I don't know what happened to me. Somebody that I placed upon myself, a people that seemed to be very fine, that would be very helpful. They crushed us. They destroyed us. I'm afraid I'm going to have to end on another note. But again, Elke, that's all. It's the Drabach, and in the Drabach, and maybe you have to end with on the last page 4. I have the Sinferno. How do you like that? I'm taking you from Rashi to Sinferno with 4 minutes to go. With 4 minutes to go. He also is talking about the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. In the middle of the page, by Pasuk Yud, Nizot HaMishkafa Kimu Shachar. Lachin Roi Lutbala, the Sephora says, we have to wonder, Ki Onam Doniel HaVedov Shehoyu Begalot, Doniel and his friends were in the Golos, Mitzapim Lohar HaYeshua, they were sitting in Babel, and they were looking forward to the light of salvation. Yofo Kalavona, beautiful, Shein Vin Lavona, HaMekabelet Or Mizulata, that receives the light from the sun. So he and his friends, they studied the words of Yirmiyahu. They wanted to know, when is this Golos over? Karl Rove, it says, this is in chapter 9 of Daniel, I, Daniel, studied the words of Yirmiyahu. When did the 70 years end? When did the 70 years end? Baruch Hachama, the Nebuah Shachar Zechariah Melachah Sheisnabe Heim Ba'atma Yeshua. And I looked into the words of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last three prophets, and they said, this is it, the time of the Yeshua has come. Ayula, King of Daryavesh, Darius, King of Persia, who he says that the God, the Aramaic over here, is that the God of all gods has told me that I should help build his house in Yerushalayim. You know, that's the pasuk I want to read. El Kinate goes your rabbi. I went down to the garden of nuts. Matsati, this is God speaking. You know what I found in Eretz Yisrael when we came back from Golos Babel? Matsati Asura Yusun, I found 10 different kinds of Jews. Asura Yusun is the name of the 4th chapter in Masechet Kedushin, where the Mishnah says there were 10 different levels or kinds of Jews that came back from Babel, Kohen, Levi, Israel, and then another 7 are the dredges of society. Mamzedi, Haridi, Nesuni, Shtuki, Asufi, people who didn't know whether they're Jewish, kosher Jews, not kosher Jews, Chaynish, what a chalaskla of people. I haven't used that word in about 100 years.
I haven't heard this.
You haven't heard it?
But I
haven't
said it. Years.
Ah, whole chamula of people came. What a mixture of people came. Listen to what God is saying according to the Sephora. Matsati, I saw it, Yosef, I found 10 different genealogical kinds. Sha'ol la'aret, sha'ol rubon psulim. No, most of them were not royal over the call. They were not fully kosher Jews. Built and these people were unworthy that the divine presence should come down on them. But you know what? That's who I got to build Eretz Yisrael with. You know what he does? These are the guys I'm going to build Eretz Yisrael with. Little old being they are able to see the fruits. Mikol makom yiravadisha. You know what? I went down there where the Asufi and the Harudi and the Chilani and the Shalom Achshav and the Hashem Hatzor. I went down there. Al Chagai Zechariah Malachi. You know what else? Here is the rough part. You know what God decided? I want to go take a look at the shiny Yidin. Du Raymond Babel. Hakorcho Hagefin. Did anything blossom? Mikom im yeshbem chachonim v'tamidim asher levavam pone levav l'eretz Hashem l'hashmos shram shkinas. You know what I meant to look? Is there a shiny yidin Babel who's thinking of coming to Aliyah? I have all these asorim yosin over here in Eretz Yisrael, and I go look at the shiny yidin. What's going on with them? Lo yodati nafshi. May Shiva Adas Hashem, the Jewish, the congregation of Klal Yisrael says, Hinei lo yodati. I don't know ma heyot oz nafshi ritzoni v'dati. I don't know what my soul, my will, or my mind told me then. What was I doing there? Samasni makarot amin adam shavachaytu lo shevas b'kot. Why in heaven's name did I choose to remain in the Golos on the Paras Madai? Even though they are beliefs I think I'm not here, they were very, very wonderful people. But I've been called, Hashem, he created me out of the inn. The prophets called me to come to the king. The Levation is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's waiting. Lavor ha-melech ha-kodol pi-artso. L'mayintash n'shinosu b'tavcheinu. In order that he should bring his divine presence upon us. V'yolichinu kolamiyot. And he's going to bring us standing upright, tall. What? I don't know what got into me. I don't know what was nafshi, dati, nitzani. What was I thinking? Why would I ever choose to remain in Golos when I could have gone to Eretz Yisrael? Next Rashi. That's it. Next Svara. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamas. V'nei, kasher korah nevi'im b'dvar Hashem, when the prophets called with the word of God and they said, Shuvu Elai, Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamas. You know what the Nevi'im are saying? Go back, Eretz Yisrael. Why are you sitting there? Hoi. Well, Yeshayahu said, Nusu me Eretz Tzafon. Flee from the land of the north. Hoi Tzion, Tzion. He multis. Save yourselves. Get out of the Golos. You Shevet Bat Bavel. You who live in Bavel. V'nechazor, Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamas. Come back to me. V'nechazor. God says, I will see you. I'll bring my Shechina. The second Beit HaMikdash will remain forever. And that way, that way, there will be chazon, there will be a vision. And if you don't come, the chazon will end. And that was the tragedy of the second Beit HaMikdash. Awesome sfora. Awesome sfora. El Ginate goes there up, they went down to see the shining evening. What are they doing there? Why don't they come? I promised them that I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. I want to bring my Shechina. I want to make it permanent. I want to do something. What are you doing there? Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamit. Shuvi, Shuvi, V'nechazelach. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamit. Alright, that's at least we've made it into chapter 7. That's not too bad. So at least we can say that there are more Jews than ever were Shuvi Shuvi in our day than during the entire period of the second Beit HaMikdash. While we have made other mistakes that Rashi pointed out over here of inviting the enemy in, but we have not made as great a mistake as was made during the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. We're here, and maybe the rest of them are going to have the Yitz Hashem Sefer. The 3 weeks is the time to find forgiveness and atonement for the sin of the Rahum. So I think it's very fascinating that here are flights coming to Eretz Yisrael in 3 weeks. This is the Kapala for the sin of the Rahum.